Mesechta Zvachim, Daf Tzadik Dalid, 17 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Gimel and Beis at the new Mishnah, and we have been discussing the Pesukim Pashas Tzav that discuss the Korban Chatos, and in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav, the Pasuk states, Kol Shiyigar B'Besor Yikdosh, V'Shiyizim Yidom Ala Beged, Ashiyizo Le'at Chabes B'Mokim Kadosh, and if Dam from a Korban Chatos, prior to Zrikas Adam, is sprayed on a Beged, and the place where the Dam is on the Beged must be washed in the Azorah, and the next Pasuk continues, U'Kli Cheres, Ashiy Tavushel B'Yishaver. These psukim are not talking about the blood of a korban chatos, and instead is talking about all korbanos. And the pasuk teaches us that if one cooks the korban in a pot, then if it's kli cheres, you have to break the kli cheres. And if the kli is made out of metal, and the pasuk specifically speaks about a kli nechayshes, then the kli has to be scrubbed and washed in water. And the first mishnah of this parak on the tzadik bezim and aleph stated dam chatos shenita zala beged harizet toin kibus. And our mishnah now continues nita zala. That if the blood of a korban chatos was sprayed on the skin of the behemoth prior to being skinned from the behemoth, then the requirement of kibbutz doesn't apply. And as Rashi explains, time in Farash B'Gemara, to be in royal kabbutuma b'lei chesar melacha, that the requirement that it has to be royal kabbutuma in the heart of an animal prior to being skinned from an animal is not considered a kliyet, and therefore would not be makabbutuma, and therefore the din of kibbutz begotten doesn't apply. However, mishahufshet torn kibbutz de Rabbi Yehuda. But if the dam of the korban chatos gets sprayed on the heart of an animal that was already skinned from the animal, then there's a requirement for kibbutz begadim, and these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Elazar argues on the second point of Rabbi Yehuda, and he states, af mishuv shel ein toyin kibbutz, that even after it's skinned from the animal, there's no requirement of kibbutz. And as Rashi explains, that even though if someone would have kavana that I want to use these skins as is, for example, he will use it as a mattress, certainly it would be mekabel tuma. But mice at this moment, it's not mekabel Tumah, and therefore the din of kibbutz doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, calls manshling misakin. However, this only applies prior to being misakin into a kli. However, once he's misakin into a kli, certainly even Rabbi Elazar would agree that there's a requirement for kibbutz. And as Rashi explains, that Rabbi Elazar holds beinon davar mekabel tumah she'im mechusaf ilu machshava, that it has to be something that's actually mekabel tumah at this moment, and it's not even missing any machshava in order to make it into a kli. And the Mishnah now teaches us a klal that ein utayin kibbutz elam mokem adam. And number one, even where blood gets sprayed on a beged, the only place that has to be cleaned is only the makom adam, but the entire beged doesn't have to be cleaned. And number two, the only time there's a requirement for kibbutz is only on a dover that's royal kabel tumah. And as the Gemara will explain, that this part of the Mishnah is stomach Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as it's royal kabel tumah, and even though one did not have machshava in order to make it a kli, it would still be makabel tumah. Number three, it has to be a dover that's royal kibbutz, and the Gemara will explain what the Mishnah is trying to be in Mayit. The Mishnah continues, Echra Begev, Echra Sak, Echra Or, to Unen Kibbutz, that the din of Kibbutz applies to all types of begadim, and applies to a beged made of wool or linen, and applies to a beged made of sackcloth, and as Rashi states, which is made of goat hair, and the din of Kibbutz also applies to skin or to hide. In addition, Vak Kibbutz B'Mokim Kodesh, and when doing Kibbutz has to be done B'Mokim Kodesh, and as Rashi states, Ba'azara, and as the Pasuk states, the Chabis B'Mokim Kodesh, and a few Sukkim before this, when the Torah is speaking about the Korban Mincha, so in Pasuk Test, the Pasuk states, "Vaniseres Menu Yechlu Aron Avana Matzis Te'achol B'Mokim Kodesh Chatzar Oil Moed Yechlu," and therefore we see that Mokim Kodesh refers to Chatzar Oil Moed and refers to the Azara. Mishnah now continues to discuss the next din in the Pasha, as the next Pasuk in Pasha Sav speaks about one that cooks the bus of a Korban Chatos or the bus of any other carbon in a kli. As we saw, the Pasuk states, "Ukulcheres Hashetuvushel Ba'Yishaver Vim Bekli Nechayshet." And therefore, Mishnah teaches us that when performing Shviras Kli Cheres, then it has to be B'Mokum Kodesh as well. And the Mishnah continues, Mrika V'Shtifa B'Kli Nechayshes B'Mokum Kodesh. And although the Mishnah mentions the Kli Nechayshes, however, certainly this applies to all Kalim. And the only reason why the Mishnah speaks about Kli Nechayshes is because the Torah speaks about Kli Nechayshes. And the Torah spoke about Kli Nechayshes because the standard Kli that was used for cooking was made from copper. And finally, the Mishnah teaches us another din, B'Degeya Kibus Dam, that Zechayim B'Chathas M'Kachi Kachim, that the din of kibbutz dam only applies to korban chatos and doesn't apply to other kachi kachim. And as Rashi at the end of the Mishnah states, zechimer a kibbutz kai. However, as we mentioned, the din of shviras kli by kli cheres and the din of merik b'shuta p'mayim by kli nechayshes applies to all korbanos. And as Rashi in Pashas Sav states, yishover lefisha bliyish nifloyes by nasa naisa v'huadin l'chol kodeshim. And the Gemara begins that when the pasuk is discussing the din of kibbutz begadim, so the Torah specifies begadim, and therefore, how do we know that this applies applies to Sak and to Ur. We have a Gersa Minan immediately to Tanur Rabbanan, and some Agers Tanur Rabbanan that we learned in Brisa, that the Pasuk states Beged, Ainli El Beged. One may have thought that this din only applies to a Beged made of wool or linen, Minayin Lurabbis or Mishahufshat, that how do we know that the din of Kibbutz Begadim applies to leather once it was skinned from the animal? Talmud Leimah, She Yizel Le'at Chabez. So the Pasuk tells us, whatever it will spray on, you have to wash, and therefore we see that doesn't only apply to a standard beged, and it will apply to Ur as well. And the Brisa continues, Yachol Sheni Marba Urat Shalei Hushed. So maybe since we have this ribui, we should also be Marba even those skins that are still on the animal and weren't skinned off the animal. However, Talmudim a beged. However, since the Torah gives us a specific example of a beged, so therefore we learn that the requirement for kibbutz only applies to those things that are similar to a beged. And Ma beged a royal kabel tumah. I've called royal kabel tumah to Reb Yehuda. And therefore, as we saw in the Mishnah, Yehuda holds that the only time there's a requirement for kibbutz is only on those items that are royal kabel tumah. And since when the heart of an animal is still on the animal, even if the owner would have kavanah that he wants to use it as a kli, it would not be makabel tumah as it's still on the animal. So therefore, the din of kibbutz doesn't apply. However, once one takes the hide off the animal, so since if he would have kavanah that he wants to use the hide as a mattress, then the piece of skin would already be makabel tumah, even though he didn't do any maisa to it. Therefore, you would hold that the din of kibbutz would apply to the skin, even though he did not yet have the kavanah. And for example, even if he had kavanah lehepuch, and he had kavanah that he wants to make this hide into shoes, therefore certainly this piece of hide would not be makabel tumah at this point, as it's mechusa maisa. However, since he could change his mind and could decide to use this hide as is, therefore it's royal kabel tumah. Therefore, it is a requirement for kibbutz begadim. The Brisa now continues and brings the sheet to Rebbe Elazar. As Rebbe Elazar imer beged ein li ela beged minayin l'rabbi yisak v'chol minei begadim. We continue on daf tzadik dalam and aleph, and Rebbe Elazar brings the same limud that the pasuk states ashi yizal le'at to chabes b'mokim kadosh. And Rebbe Elazar continues yachol sheni marba or mishahufshed. Then one would think that you should even be marba hide once it's already removed from the animal, and even if he didn't have machshava that he wants to use it as is, and even if he didn't do a maisa in order to create a kli, and Zok Rebbe Elazar tamalim a beged, Rebbe Elazar also agrees that we compare it to a beged. However, Rebbe Elazar learns ma beged David makabel tumah af kol David makabel tumah, that just like a standard beged that the Torah refers to is talking about a beged that's already makabel tumah, so the only time there's a chiyuv of kibbutz is only on a beged that's actually makabel tumah. However, if dam is sprayed on a beged that is not yet actually makabel tumah, the din of kibbutz begadim doesn't apply. And Ayin Rashi at the top of that tzadik dalam and aleph v'chol midi begadim, and Rashi states that's coming to include hashirayim bakelach pasirikin, which are various types of silk begadim. And Ayin Rashi explains the words of Rebbe Elazar. The Rebbe Elazar learns ma beged makabel tumah. The Rebbe Elazar gom a beged ha'chum beged ha'om b'shrotim. And as the pasuk in Pasha Shmini teaches us, v'chol shiipulav mehem b'moisim yitmar mikol kli eitz oy beged oy ari sak kol kli ashiya asu malacha behem b'mayim yuva v'tomei ad ari v'taher. And certainly the word beged that's spoken about b'negei tumah shrotim is speaking about a beged that's makabel tumah, as the pasuk specifically tells us that beged actually contracted tumah from the sheretz and therefore required tefillah. And therefore, when our pasuk uses the term beged, it must also be speaking about a beged that is already possible to be makabel tumah as is. The Gemara now continues and asks, "My benayu, that will be an afkamina between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Elazar, and where do we find a beged that's royal makabel tumah and is not makabel tumah?" The Gemara now continues and brings three examples. As number one, Omar Baya, Matlis Pechus Misholish Benayu, afkamina would be if someone has a piece of cloth as smaller than the share or 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, and generally we know that if there's a piece of cloth that's 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, then it could be used as a patch and therefore would be makabel tumah. But if there's a piece of cloth that's even smaller than the share of 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, then it would not generally be makabel tumah unless someone had machshav that I want to keep it in order to use for a patch. And as Abaye continues to explain, man da amuroi hanamiroi di bay choshevula, that according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the din of kibbutz begadim applies to any beggar that's royal makabel tumah. So this small piece of cloth that's less than 3 etzbah by 3 etzbah is royal makabel tumah, as even if he did not yet have machshava in order to be machshav this kli, however it's possible for him to have to some machshava, and therefore if dam would spray onto this piece of cloth, then the requirement for kibbutz begadim would still apply. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda says that just like this would apply to a beged, so the same din would apply to Ur. However, Abaye continues, man da omer dav makabel tumah hamia la bas kabel tumah hi, since Rabbi Elazar learns from the beged b'negei asheretz, and this piece of cloth at this moment is not actually able to be makabel tumah, since he did not yet have intent to be machshav this item, therefore if dam would spray onto this piece of cloth, Kippur that's less than 3x3 etzbayis, then the din of kibbutz would not apply, and therefore the din of kibbutz doesn't apply to a piece of skin, even if it was taken off the animal prior to either making it into an actual kli or by having machshava that you will actually use this piece of leather as is. The Gemara continues with a second example. Rava Aman Rava explains beged shechishav leil letzura ikar benayu that afkamina between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Leza would be by a larger beged, and even though generally a regular beged is mekabel tuma, however in this case he had machshava that I want to actually make pictures on it, and I want to make this beged into a fancy beged, and therefore at this point it's not considered a complete beged, and it's not actually mekabel tuma. But if he decides that he doesn't want to make these tzuras on it, then at that point it would become beged, and therefore man da amroi hanami roi diboy mevatel machshavtei. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the din of kibbutz would apply to this beged, as although at this moment this beged cannot be mekabel tuma, however it's roi lekabel tuma if the owner would actually change his machshava and he will decide to use his beged as is, and he will decide that he not make these fancy pictures on his beged. However, man da amr davar mekabel tuma hamir la basketball tuma he. However, since Rabbi Leza holds that the din of kibbutz only applies to those begadim that are actually able to be mekabel tuma at this moment, so since this beggar cannot actually be mekabel tuma at this moment, so the din of kibbutz would not apply. And the Gemara continues with the third example, as Rava Amar and some agurus ikad amri Rava Amar, as we already saw an example of Rava, and this is only another version as to the example that Rava gave, and some agurus am Ravina, and this is actually not Rava but Ravina. He brings a third example, utzba dechashav lo lekatzah ikad benayu, that if someone had a large cloth that would generally be used as is and would be used, for example, as a cover or a blanket, but he decided that he would trim the cloth and make it smaller in order to beautify it and to make it nicer. And Ayin Rashi Masechtas Baba Kama on Daf Samach Vavam Beis. So once again, at this moment, this cloth is not actually Mekabel Tumah, as the owner has decided that he won't use the cloth as is, and therefore the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Leza would once again apply. As Manda Amaroi Hanami Ruya, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the beggar has to be royal Mekabel Tumah, so this beggar is royal Mekabel Tumah, and certainly the owner could change his mind and decide that he won't trim this cloth, therefore immediately he will become able to be mekabel tuma, and therefore the din of kibbutz would apply to this cloth. However, man da'ama davar mekabel tuma halav mekabel tuma ad mekatzela. Rabbi Leza holds that the only time this requirement of kibbutz begadim is only on a beged that's actually mekabel tuma. So since this beged at this moment is not actually mekabel tuma, the din of kibbutz begadim would not apply. As the Gemara continues, v'atanya, and as we learned to the brisa, benegi is such a beged. The Rabbi Shimon ben Asya imer utzba shechisha v'lele katzah tahira ad shiakitzena. If there's a large cloth that really can be used as is, however, if the Bailam had intent that they would not use this beged until they trim the beged, and the beged would not be mekabel tuma until they actually trim the beged. And as Rashi states, oyu vatal machshavtai, or if he intends to change his machshava and he decides that he won't trim this beged, the kaimuran called kelim yordan de tumasim machshava. Certainly, the Mishnah Maseches Kelim teaches us that as long as someone had kavana to be machshava kli, then it would be mekabel tuma. Ayn Rashi diba maschel Rava Omar, that Rava states that you don't have to give an example of a small little cloth like Abaye stated, but beggar gadol nami mishkachas lo de reil lekabel ve'inu mekabel kagon shechiv shalav lebetchil letzayre b'maisa reikam dechol kamad letzayre oy mevatel machshavte lav kliyu. And Rava explained that Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is also reil lekabel tuma as he boy mevatel lemachshavte, and Rashi is bothered that we have a klal that a machshava cannot be mevatel another machshava, and for example if someone had machshava that will use this beggar as is and therefore the beggar will now be mekabel tuma, then he decides that I will not use this piece of cloth until I embroidered a cloth, then he could not be Mevatel's original intent, and this beged would still be Mekabel Tuma, and therefore Rashi is bothered that how could it be over here that one could be Mevatel de Machshava. And Rashi explains, the Hod Kaimala Machshava Inu Meitziu Mide Machshava Le'inu Leitziu Mitaris Tuma Tnanla, that is only regarding removing the din of Tuma from it. And as we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Kelim, the Mishiyard L'Tumasa Machshava E Machshava Chayzeris Meitziyasan Avala Ridin L'Tuma Kaimalon called Kelim Yordan De Tumasa Machshava. However, even if someone initially had kavana that this beged should not yet be a kli, but then changed his machshava, and certainly his machshava can be mevatel his initial machshava, and certainly this kli would be mekabel tuma. And in Taisis Bil Maschel Ma'ay Benayu, where Taisis explains the initial Gemara's question, as he explains, Pirish Rabbi Yehuda Koch and I recall the beged ain't mekabel tuma el deroy lekabel, that when the pasuk mentions the word beged, then the pasuk must be referring to a beged that's roy lekabel tuma, even though at this point it's not mekabel tuma. Rabbi Leza I recall the beged Mekabel Tuma, and according to Rabbi Leza, the word beged in the pasuk b'negei kibbutz is speaking about a beged that's actually mekabel tuma. I will beged a roiv ve'inu mekabel loy by kibbutz. Therefore, the Gemara asks, "V'hashta is a beged who's there roiv Rabbein Mekabel, the Ikka Benayu, the Rabbi Yehuda Bayi Kibbus, or Rabbi Lezalai Bayi Kibbus. Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, Eintan Kibbus, Elam Kaim Adam, that the only place that requires Kibbus is only the actual spot where the Dam is on the Beged. And let's keep in mind that Benagia Tiras, we also find a din of Kibbus Begadim, and over there the din is, they have to wash the Makam of Tiras, as well as an area that's around the Makam Tiras. Therefore, Gemara asks, Minari Mili, how do we know that Eintan Kibbus, Elam Makam Adam? And the Gemara brings the Brisa, the Tanar Rabbanon, Yochel Nitas Amixas Beged, they call Beged Tal Kibbus. And one would think that if the Dam of a Karm Chatas is sprayed on a small part of a Beged, then the entire Beged would require Kibbus, and at the very least, at least an area that's around the area where the Dam sprayed would also require Kibbus. Haman Blamus, so the Torah states the extra words, Ashiyiza, as the Pasuk already stated, Vashiyiza Midam Ala Beged, and therefore the next words, Ashiyiza, are extra. Therefore we learn, Le'imati L'cha Ala Makim Dam Mavad. The Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us that the only time that there's a requirement of Kibbus is Davishu Roy L'Kabal Tama, and the Gemara explains, Stomach Rabbi Yehuda, and as we explained, that this part of the Mishnah is teaching us this klal based on the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, as of course Rabbi Elazar would argue, as the only time that there's a requirement of Kibbus Begadim according to Rabbi Elazar is when the Beged is actually Mekabal Tama. The reason why the Mishnah brings down this din is in order to show us a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, and in order to teach us that we Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues that the Mishnah also told us that the din of Kibbus Begadim only applies to those items that are royal to Kibbus. The Gemara explains Mute Kli de Bagredu, that this is coming to be Mayit, that if blood falls onto a Kli, and for example it falls onto a wood Kli and actually gets absorbed into the wood, then the din of Kibbus doesn't apply, as by washing the Kli it will not actually remove the blood, and the only way to actually remove the blood is only by scraping off the blood as well as part of the Kli. As Rashi states, de Bagredu de Im Chapsnei Say El Gardai, and as the Shita adds in, could go and cleates, and the pashas it would seem that blood would actually go on to cleates, then the din of kibbutz would not apply at all, and one would not have to remove the blood. However, the Rambam explains that the Mishnah actually means that the din of kibbutz with water doesn't apply, but certainly one would have to remove the blood by scraping the blood off the kli and removing part of the kli as well. If this process has to be done b'chatzar el moed, or if it doesn't have to be done b'makom kadosh, the Gemara continues and quotes for the Mishnah: Echad beged ve'echad sak ve'echad are to unen kibbus, that the din of kibbus applies to a cloth beged, to a sack made of goat hair, as well as to leather or to hide. The Gemara continues, Lameimer de Arba Kibbusu, that even Rabbi Elazar agrees that there's a requirement of kibbus where ar is mekabel tumah. And for example, if someone had kavana that this ar will be used as is, or if someone turned this ar into a shoe, then certainly even Rabbi Elazar agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the din of kibbus would apply. And therefore, the Gemara is that it would seem that all agree that leather is ba kibbus. And the Gemara is for I'll ask you a question from a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, and the Mishnah teaches us Haisalav Lashleshes Mekancha B'Mesartot. As Rashi explains, B'Masechta Shabbos Tanan Lo Haisal Akashel Beged Gil Shel Roik Oishal Tzoya Mekancha B'Mesartot B'Shabbos, that if there was a pillow made of cloth and there was spit or tzoya on the pillow, then one could rub it with the cloth on Shabbos. However, Ve'in Noisal La'Mayim L'Chaloisa La'Virim Preishu M'Chabes, but you can't place water on it, as that would be an Issa of Kibbus. V'Kibbus Abmalachu Hainu Malabin, and Kibbus is an Abmalach, as this is Malabin. And the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos continues, Hoysa Shel Or, Noisla Mayim Achetichla. As Rashi continues, Vim Hoysa Shlasha Zu Al Kar Shel Or, but if this dirt would be on a pillow of leather, Noisla Mayim Achetichla B'Shtifas Mayim, then you could place water on it, Umiyu Shafshusha B'Yadayim Loi, but you can't rub it with your hands, Umiyatani Noisla Mayim Shmamino In Kibbus Ba'or. Since the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos allows someone to wash his pillow with water on Shabbos, so we see the concept of Kibbus doesn't apply to leather, and Ayin Tesis La Shlasha Pirish Ba'aruch Tzoyas Tanagoylin. I am tasty doing maschel mekanchem mesatod, that when placing water on a cloth beged as considered kibbus, even if one doesn't agitate the water and he just soaks it in water. And as tasty states, avalitim mayim asam mishum de shuyasa zel kibbusai. Gemara continues on Abaya, that Abaya explains like kasha harabanan harachirim, that in a chinami the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is going like the Shita Rabbanan, who hold that kibbus doesn't apply to leather. However, our Mishnah is going like the Shita Bachirim, who is generally Rameyer, holds that the concept of kibbutz does apply to leather. And Abaya now continues to bring the machlekes between Rabbanan and Achirim, which is actually discussing a din of kibbutz b'negei dam chatos that falls on a beged. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that the Tanakamo, the Rabbanan hold, habeged v'asak b'chapsoi, hakliva or megaroi, that if you have blood of chatos that falls on a cloth beged or falls on a sack made of goat hair, then you have to wash it. If dam chatos falls on a kli or onto leather, then you have to scrape it off. clearly we see that Lefidah Rabbanan this Braisa, Din of Kibbutz doesn't apply to Ar, and the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos is going like the Shita. However, Achirim Aimrim, HaBeged Basakva Ar Mechapsai, that Din of Kibbutz applies not only to Beged and Sak, but also to Ar, Vakli Megarai, and the only time the Din of Gera is only by a Kli. And let's keep in mind that this Braisa is the actual Makar for the Din of the Rambam, even though our Gemara stated that when the Mishnah stated Roy Lekibbutz is Lamute Kli de Bagredahu, the Gemara doesn't mean to say one doesn't have to remove the dam of a kli, but the Mishnah is just teaching us that the din of kibbutz doesn't apply to kli. However, certainly one must scrape off the blood from the kli. Lemaisa, we see that Achirim holds the concept of kibbutz even applies to skin and to leather. Therefore, the din of our Mishnah is going according to Achirim, and the Gemara now continues to ask and to clarify. Command also hadam rabchir ba'ashi zimn sagin have kim the kamedurav v'shachshich le'misani b'maya. Command rabchir ba'ashi taught us that there were many times that he was in front of Rav, I would use water in order to rinse off his shoes on Shabbos. And who is this going like? And the Gemara explains, Rabbanan, that it is certainly going like the Shita Rabbanan, as according to Achim, this would be Asa, as the Din of Kibbutz applies to leather. However, according to Rabbanan, since the Din of Kibbutz doesn't apply to leather, so there would be no Issa to do so on Shabbos. The Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava comes to argue in Abaya, as he's bothered with the question, is how can you say that Tadakama, as well as the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos hold, that the concept of Kibbutz doesn't apply to Ar, but Rava is, but how can you say this is actually a man that holds that the concept of kibbutz doesn't apply to Ar? But the pasuk in Parshas Tazria states, "A beged oyeshesi oyeirev oykol kliya ora shetuchabes v'somem manoga v'chubashenis v'tar." Clearly, we see that the concept of kibbutz applies to Ar because of this question. So Elam Rava, therefore Rava explains, "Kro masisin birachin." The pasuk in Parshas Tazria b'negiyah mitzera, as well as our Mishnah that teaches us that the concept of kibbutz applies to Ar, that is referring to soft leather. Certainly all agree that the concept of kibbutz applies to soft leather, and keep pligi b'koshin, and the only times machlekes between the Tanakhama and Achirim is only by hardened leather, and the Tanakhama holds that the concept of kibbutz doesn't apply, and therefore you have to scrape the blood off a hardened piece of leather. However, Achirim holds that the concept of kibbutz even applies to hardened leather. And the Gemara continues and asks a question on Rava, and according to you, since all agree that the concept of kibbutz applies to soft leather, so how would Rav Chiya be able to clean Rav's shoes with water on Shabbos? And the Gemara explains it is not shver, as Bekashin Uchirabonon, that in a chenami, Rav's shoes were very hard, and Rav Chiya passed like the Tanakama, that the din of kibbutz doesn't apply to hardened leather, and therefore there was no issue with washing Rav's shoes on Shabbos. Rav now continues and asks a question in his own explanation, as Rav then stated, Lab Milsi Damri, that my explanation would not work, as I wanted to be mechalik between soft and hard leather. Although potentially in a Mishnah or Braisa we could state such a chiluk, however, it wouldn't make sense to make such a chiluk in regard to a pasuk in the Torah, as neku neimulei lekra dechiksivim berachin ksivon. It wouldn't make sense that when the Torah uses this lashon, it refers only to rachin and not to kashin, as mila eskinam bekliach saglia habayim medines yam bekam rachmanu dibay kibos. And certainly when the pasuk in Parshas Tazria states stama oy kol kliya or asher techabes, then certainly it's referring to any type of leather kli. Certainly, even Rabbanan would have to agree that's even referring to hard leather, and even so, the Torah tells us that the concept of kibbutz applies to hard leather. Therefore, my explanation cannot work. Ayin Rashi, lab milsi d'amri lukumi krab berachin, as it doesn't make sense to state that the pasuk is talking specifically about soft leather, the cross stomach sieve, leishna rach, leishna kasha, the milay screen on the krab, filach salgi koma, the kashanein, and this is a type of leather that's very hard. And some explain that this kli came from a place called achsagya. And Agamar now continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rav explains that certainly my original explanation would be correct, and all agree that the concept of kibbutz applies to soft leather, and the only machlekes between the Tanakama and Rachirim is only by hard leather. However, when the pasuk in Parshas Tazria discusses a neged that formed on a beged of Ar, that leather will always be soft, and therefore all will agree that the concept of kibbutz would apply. And as Rav explains, tsuras kibbutz megufik kaparcha mechachalei mashvilei rach, that once tsuras goes on a beged, then that softens the leather, and therefore the leather will always be soft, and therefore the concept of kibbutz would always apply to that leather. Our Mishnah is also talking about soft leather, and therefore all agree that the concept of kibbutz applies to soft leather, and the only times machlek is between the Tanakam and Achirim is only in regard to hard leather. However, the Gemara continued that Amar Rava stated, Ikashli Hakashli, that even though I asked a kasha on my previous explanation and I gave a teretz, however I will ask another question that I will not have a teretz for. We continue, have that tzadik dalan on the base. Rava will now ask a question on his pshat from the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos that we previously saw. And as Rava continues, Karim Uksasas Durachinanu, that pillows and blankets are certainly soft, as people would only sleep on something soft. And we learned in Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, Hoysa Shalar, if there was a pillow that was made of leather, and as we just stated, this leather must have been soft, then Noisla Mai Machatichla, one is allowed to place water onto this leather on Shabbos in order to clean the pillow. And according to my explanation, then this would not make sense according to any Manda Omar, has all agreed that the din of kibbutz applies to soft leather. Therefore, it should be usher to clean a soft leather pillow with water on Shabbos. And the Gemara now continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains, call kibbutz lesli kiskus loishme kibbutz. In order for a process to be considered kibbutz, not only must one place water on the item, but one must rub the item together. And as Rashi explains, kiskus, mishafshi tzidezeh al tzidezeh, one rubs one piece of material against the other piece of material, kederach mechabes begodim, oichezeh beged b'shtei yodav mishafshev. Therefore, Rav explains that although certainly all agree that the concept of kibbutz applies to soft leather, however, the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos teaches us that although certainly it would actually be usher to wash pillows and blankets that are made of soft leather and also rub them together in order to clean them, as that would be the issa of kibbutz and issa of libun. However, even so, the Mishnah teaches us that it's mutter to pour water onto these leather items, as by just pouring water onto a beged, that is not the issa of kibbutz. However, certainly the concept of kibbutz certainly applies to soft leather, and therefore our Mishnah teaches us that if one gets dam onto soft leather, and all would agree that there's a requirement of kibbutz, one would have to wash the area with water and also rub the beged together in order to get rid of the dam. Keep in mind that the Gemara will ask that how could Rav explain that this is what the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos means if the Mishnah stated that if there is dirt on a cloth beged, then one would be able to rub it with a rig, one would not be able to wash it with water. And l'chayr, according to Rava, why would one not be able to wash this beged with water if the only way that one is oiva the issa of kibbutz is only if they wash it with water and they also rub it together? And the Gemara now continues, v'hadar Rav Chiya bar Ashi zimna segin avakimna kamei d'rav v'shachshich le misani b'mayo. When Rav Chiya bar Ashi stated he would do shichshich on the leather shoes of Rav, and the Gemara explains shichshich in aval kibbutz loy, that is clear that Rav only did shichshich, which is rinsing off of the shoe. Rav didn't actually perform the mice of kibbutz, as although he washed the shoe with water, but he didn't actually rub the shoe together. And as some agrees, aval kuskusei loy, and ibarachin uchadibra kol, and if it was talking about soft leather, even the Rabbanan would agree that it would have been also for Rav to do actual kibbutz. However, ibakashin uchachirim, and if it was referring to hard leather shoes, then Rav Chiya bar Ashi was specifically going like achirim, that it would be also to do kibbutz even on hard leather. However, since the Tanakhama holds that the concept of kibbutz doesn't apply to hard leather, not only could Rav Chiya bar Ashi just pour water and rinse the shoe of Rav, but really he could have even rubbed it together, and he could have done sechsuchi as well. The Gemara now continues and is bothered that how could Rav say that kol kibbutz the less like kiskus lo yishmei kibbutz, but he hachi beged nabi? But if so, why did the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos tell us that when dirt gets on a cloth beged, that one could only be mekancha b'mesatod, but he can't use water? But the chayyur should even be mutter to rinse a beged in water as long as one doesn't rub the beged together. And the Gemara answers, beged shuyusu zeh kibbutzai, that although the definition of kibbutz when discussing a leather garment is only when one does kibbutz together with kiskus, however, when washing a cloth beged, then the definition of kibbutz is when one soaks the garment, and even if he doesn't agitate the beged, as by a beged shuyusu zeh kibbutzai. And as the Gemara continues, Ravel tamei da amrava zark sudalim ayim chayiv, that if someone throws a handkerchief into water on Shabbos, then he's chayiv because of kibbutz. And clearly we see that Rav himself holds if someone takes a handkerchief or any cloth beged and he soaks it in water on Shabbos, then he'd be oivan the issa of kibbutz midiraisa. And Rav continues with a din that's not really relevant to our Gemara, but Rav tells us zark zerapishnul ayim chayiv, that if someone throws a flax seed into water, then he would also be chayiv. And the Gemara continues to explain the words of Rav, as bishlem a suda of kibbutz, as bishlem when he throws a suda into water, then he's oivan the issa of kibbutz el zerapishnul my taima. But if someone throws a flax seed into water, what malach is he oiva? And v'chi taim mishum nukadeach, if you're going to say because the flax will sprout, therefore he is oiva and zriya, yihach chita v'sari nami, why did Rav specifically talk about a zerapishin if l'chayr the same didn't apply, one that plants a wheat kernel or a barley kernel? And the Gemara explains that inach nami, the problem is not because of zriya, but hanach isluriri, or the isu malach of benegei of flax seeds, is because when he plants flax seeds together, then by placing them in the water, flax seeds will stick together, and this doesn't happen by chitin and sari. However, the Gemara is, so if this is true, that the problem problem is because these items will stick together. So the same should be true when someone wants to soak hides in water, as hides will also stick together. However, the Gemara explains, Hasim ka velisha, that when someone puts flax seeds into water and they stick together, so they are now considered one item, they now form a dough, and therefore one is oivan umalacha velisha, whereas if someone takes hide and places it in the water, even though they will stick together, but they're still not considered one item, and they're still two distinct items, and therefore one is not oivan de isav lisha. Ayin Rashi hanach islurira, when one soaks zerapishtim amayim, nafkarira mine umidbaki adadi, that some sort of substance comes off the flax seeds, and therefore the flax seeds stick together, even though a similar substance would come off of hides. However, as Rashi states, hasam gabi zerapishtim ki midbaki brira de nafki minayu havi toldis lisha, havashlacham li shaycha bidibuka didu in yelisha ayin sham. And keep in mind that the mefreshim discuss as to why is it that one would not be chayiv on zriya in this scenario ayin sham. Gemara now continues, darish rava, that rava dashin in public, that mutal chabis minol b'shabis, that's mutal b'mechabis shoes on Shabbos, and rava previously defined that the definition of kibbutz is when someone washes something and also rubs the item together, and even so rava says that it would be mutal to do so on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us that after the drasha, amalei a papa rava, so a papa asked rava, va'amar rav chi bar ashi, zimna segin, avakim nekamed rav, v'shachshich le misanim b'maya, and it's mashma shichshich in, aval kibbutz loy, that they only rinsed it with water. Even Rav Chiya bar Ashi would not do kibbutz and would not have washed the shoes of Rav and also rubbed them together. Because of this question, Hada Uki Rava Meir Alah V'darish, Rava wanted to be Chayza, and therefore once again he set up his speaker and he dashed that Dvarim Shemat Lefnechem Toysim Biyodi, that halacha that I just taught you is actually a mistake, as Bram Kach Amru Shichshich Mutta Kibbutz Asa, certainly would only be Mutta to wash the shoes in water and to rinse them off with water, but would not be Mutta to actually do kibbutz, and it's not mutter to actually wash them with water and also rub them together. And we explain the word shlochim, like Rashi explains, that's referring to leather. And Ayin Tesis, who states that we should not be gerish shlochim, referring to leather, and instead we should be gerish shechlayim, which refers to a type of vegetable and similar secretions like flax seeds. And as the Mefarshim explained, that Tesis is bothered that leather doesn't have these secretions. And also Ayin Rashi, Diba Maschel Amle Rapapa, La'acha Shiyash Alay Metogman, that after Rava finishes shir and the Metogman already sat down, then Rav Papa asked this question to Rava, and therefore Hada Uki Ba'is Hashach Chazav Amal Matokman Amoid Vashmeil Rabim Shani Chayzabi Mimashad Rashi, as we explained. The Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah that the Mishnah taught us that the din of Makom Kodesh applies not only to kibbutz but also to Kli Cheres and to Kli Nechayshes. And as the Mishnah stated about kibbutz b'Makom Kodesh, v'shvius Kli Cheres b'Makom Kodesh, umrika v'shtiva b'Kli Nechayshes b'Makom Kodesh. And our Gemara begins Minani Mili, that how do we know that they all have to be done b'Makom Kodesh? And the Gemara brings a brisa, the Tanur Rabbanon, as the pasuk in Parshas Sav states, "Techabis b'makom kodesh," and therefore we see that it has to be cleansed in makom kodesh, referring to the azara. And the shita adds in, "Lamadnu lekibus b'makom kodesh," and the brisa continues and asks, "Shvius klicheres minayin?" That how do we know that the shvius klicheres also has to be b'makom kodesh if the pasuk in Parshas Sav b'negeya klicheres doesn't mention makom kodesh? However, the brisa explains that the pasuk b'negeya klicheres is right after the pasuk that discusses kibus beged, and the pasuk states, "Uklicheres hashetu vushal by Yishover and Bob Moisev Al Yin Rishain," and therefore we learn Tachtay Me'al Yoin. And just like clearly Kvisa has to be Makom Kadosh, so the breaking of a Klicheres that meat of Kachim was cooked in must be done by Makom Kadosh as well. And similarly, the Brisa continues and asks, "Marika v'Shtifa b'Klin Nechayshes Minayin?" That how do we know that Marika v'Shtifa b'Klin Nechayshes, that the bus of Kachim was cooked in, has to be also performed in Azara Tamalayma? So once again, the pasuk continues with a Vav, and the pasuk states, "V'im b'Klin Nechayshes B'Shalom Marik v'Shuta P'Mayin." And therefore, once again, we learned it has to be b'makom kadosh, and it must be done in Dazara. The Gemara continues with the last point of our Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, "Zech choymeh b'chatos mikachi kachim," that this din of kisa is a chumur that's relevant to a karmen chatos and is not relevant to other kachi kachim. Since the Mishnah stated, "Zech choymeh b'chatos mikachi kachim," so it's mashma that it's only this that's more chumur by chatos than other kachi kachim, and therefore the Gemara asks, "V'su leka v'ika in nichnas dam ulfnim," as there is a karmen chatos where dam has to go inside the heichal. And of course, that refers to all the chatayis haprimiyais, referring to kabanos that are similar to the parmenis rafim and the kabanos of the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, etc. And the Gemara answers that the Mishnah did not include this as bechatayis achitainais, as the Mishnah is referring to those chumrays that are relevant to the chatayis achitainais. This chumr is relevant to the chatayis haprimiyais and not to the chatayis achitainais. And therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that the only chumr that the chatayis achitainais has over kachi kachim is that it is a requirement of kibbutz. And the Gemara continues and asks, Chitzenis Nami, Shem Nichlis Dama, Lefnim Psula, that Lemaise, there is another Chumra by the Chatis of Chitzenis, as we know that if the blood of the Chatis of Chitzenis enters into the Hechel, then the Dam would be Pasul, and this din doesn't apply to other Kachi Kachim. However, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Akiva, that our mission is going like the Shita Rabbi Akiva, the Amar, called Dama, Shem Nichlis Lehechel, Chapa Psulim, that any Dam that goes into the Hechel would be Pasul. This Psul is not only restricted to a Chatis of Chitzenis, and Rashi brings down that the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, V'chol Chatas, and it's mashma that this psul only is relevant to a karmen chatas. However, the Gemara responded that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Akiva that we saw on that Pe'al from Beis, who holds that this psul is also relevant to all kachi kachim. The Gemara continued and asked that how can you say this is the only chumra by a karmen chatas achitainis, but ba'ikah shekim mechaper on chayvi krisais, that is another chumra, as we know that the chatas is mechaper on chayvi krisais, whereas other kachi kachim are not mechaper on chayvi krisais. However, the Gemara responds that our Mishnah only mentions this Chumra, as this Chumra is the only Chumra that's relevant by all Chatos HaChitzenis, whereas although the Chumra of being Mechapa and Chayv Krisais is relevant to most Chatos, however, certainly we know the Karban Oil V'Yair that is brought when someone is Ivan Shmias Kol is not coming to be Mechapa and Chayv Krisais. Therefore, the Mishnah did not state that this is one of the Chumras that apply to all Chatos over all Kachi Kachim. The Gemara continues and asks, Shekein Tu'una Abba Matonais, that L'Chayr, the Mishnah should have stated that the all chatayis have a requirement that they have to be placed in all four corners of the mizbeach, and the kohen actually has to do four separate matanais, whereas benegei all other kabanais, there's a chiyuv to do a zrika of shtayim shein abba, and therefore, although it's going on all four sides of the mizbeach, the maisa this was done with two zrikais, and therefore, this should also be a chumra of chatas over all kachi kachim. However, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel, Amish is going like the shita Rabbi Shmuel, the Amar, called dam tun dal matanais, that by all dam of all kabanais, there's a requirement to do four matanais. And as Rashi brings down that we learned in Daf Nun Gimel and Beis that Rabbi Shmuel holds called Dam Tun and Pisik Abba Matanis the base Kornais. That Rabbi Shmuel holds that although one only has to do Zrikas Dam on two corners of the Mizbeach, but one had to do that in four separate Zrikas, as he would do Zrika on each side of the corner, and therefore he would actually be doing four separate Zrikas, and therefore once again this would not be a Chumra that a Chathas has over the Kachi Kachim. Once again the Gemara continues Va'ikad Al Dal Kornais, but there is a Chumra that a Chathas has as the blood is placed on all four corners, whereas the dam of all other kabanais placed on the two opposite corners of the mizbeach. The Gemara doesn't have an answer to this question, and therefore the Gemara continues with the tameich that according to you that you're trying to find all these chumras ha'ika karen ha'ika etzba ha'ika chuda, that there are other chumras that we find by karban chatas that we don't find by kachi kachim, and our Mishnah still did not mention them. El chad mitrei plus a chumri naket, and therefore it must be that our Mishnah only spoke about one of the chumras that a chatas has over kachi kachim and didn't mention the other chumras, and certainly the other chumras that a chatas has over kachi kachim, and the Mishnah did not mention it. And certainly, as we know, generally the Gemara states, my shayah the high shayah, that if we only had one item that the Mishnah leaves out, then it would actually be a question why the Mishnah did not speak about it. However, since our Mishnah did not mention multiple items, therefore the Gemara doesn't have a shayla, and certainly the Mishnah wasn't trying to give us all the chumras that are relevant to a karmen chatas, which are not relevant to kachi kachim. And ayin rashi diba masal will tameich tu ve'ikah shrei chatas tu in a karen v'shadom niton lematam in a chut, and all the other blood of all other kabanas are placed lematam in a chut and a sukra, and even the oil saif, which is placed lemailam in a chut and a sukra, it doesn't have to be placed by the karen dafka, and only has a requirement to be placed lemailam in a chut and a sukra. Number two, v'ikah shetuna etzba v'shadom nizrokim in a klim in rachakul mizbeach, and number three, v'tuna chudish al karen mashe inkim v'shadomim, and we will stop over here.